What's that, Paula?
Have something to eat.
Is there butter on it?
Yeah, it's butter in that. Oh, my gosh. And that steak tastes like butter.
It does it.
Yeah.
Paula, hi, I'm Frank from Star 102.1. It's an absolute pleasure.
Very nice to meet you, baby.
I have been waiting for years for this opportunity.
Well, thank you.
I've been sort of stalking you a little bit. I mean, a while back.
I didn't realize that I hadn't seen you lurking around corners.
Well, I've been very bad about it. It's been 4 years, because what happened was, and my co-hosts at the station give me a hard time about this all the time. 4 years ago, you did a show with Bobby Flay here in Knoxville at Neyland Stadium. It was called, let me tell you what it was called, Tricked Out Tailgating.
I did. I vaguely remember that.
Well, that's fine, but I showed up, and I was hoping so badly to get my picture made with you. All those years ago.
You didn't get it done.
No.
And how long has that been? 4 years?
4 years. 4 years this Labor Day.
Great time of day.
So then I kind of let it slide, you know, the whole stalking thing. So now I'm picking it up again as of now. Is that all right?
May I have my picture made with you?
Oh, I would love that. Because what I brought along, the best I could do 4 years ago is I had my picture made with this fella.
Oh, my gosh. You've lost weight.
I have.
How much weight have you lost?
Well, my best guess, I wasn't weighing myself back in those days. My best guess is that was 40 or 50 pounds ago.
Did you try to lose that weight?
Oh, yeah, I did on purpose. Yeah, I went on a diet and everything.
My goodness. I mean, well, you look grand then, but you're you're extremely thin now. And who is this fat guy with you?
Well, I was told, now tell me if I'm wrong, I was told that it's Michael Anthony Groover.
You know what? I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. But I did. My co-host said, like I said, been giving me a hard time about this picture now for 4 years, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to finally get my picture with Paula Deen.
I can't wait to see this man. He has been gone now a week.
Your husband?
Yes, this is the longest we've ever been separated since we've been married. He went to Washington State to go motorcycle riding, and then on to Alaska fishing. So we meet back up tomorrow.
Oh, good. Now, how long are you in Knoxville then? Just today?
No, I think we're here. We have one more night here.
Okay. When you're in town, now, you're known, of course, for your famous restaurant. Do you have a place like Knoxville that you like to go to when you want to eat?
I don't. I'm usually, like last night, I had room service, honey. By the time we got here and settled in.
How tempting is it to go down to the kitchen and show them how it's done?
Well, I resist that temptation. They did really good. I had a wonderful steak sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Now, we're happy that you're here with, of course, Smithfield Ham and for Second Harvest Food Bank, which is a cause that our station supports all year round.
Oh, and listen, we're so grateful for that because hunger is something that we can do something about. You know, a lot of things we can't do anything about. Mm-hmm. It's just part of life. Different diseases and health issues, but hunger is something we can control. We can stop that along with everybody's help.
And you're doing a great job toward that. We appreciate it so much.
Privilege. It is such a privilege to for me to be able to give back, mm-hmm. because I've been given so much. It's great to be able to give back.
I'm amazed by your story. I know we're tight on time, but just the fact that all that you overcame with your anxieties and your fears to become such a public figure with your restaurants and your catering businesses and your sons.
Isn't that the weirdest?
I did my homework. I just want you to know.
Isn't that the weirdest thing? I did go on a 20-year ride with agoraphobia, and I got where I wouldn't even go to Sunday school because I was afraid they would call on me to read a paragraph from the Bible. I was that fearful of public speaking with an intimate group of girls that I've known all my life. So it has been a wonderful ride to be able to come back to that person that I'm as close to that girl that I was at 18 as I'll ever be. And I'm glad that ride was over. It seemed like a long time.
Well, God bless you, Paula. I appreciate it.
Darling.